Caption: Bell, shown here with Watson, was only 29 years old when he invented the telephone. Bell and Watson started to build a model of their telephone. Bell thought that a diaphragm, or disc, would work to change sound better than a cluster of metal strips. The diaphragm was made of paper. It was shaped like the human eardrum. Bell drew the machine, and Watson made it. The machine had a wooden frame that held the sound receiver. A metal strip touched the diaphragm. Their first test did not work. The diaphragm was too tight, and it broke. Bell and Watson tried a thicker diaphragm, but that didn't work either. Bell and Watson kept working. Bell was convinced they were close to success, so he decided to protect his invention. On February 14, 1876, Bell applied for a patent. Just a few weeks later, Bell and Watson found a way to make their invention work. Bell called into the open end of the metal tube. "Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you." Watson ran down the hallway, smiling. "I heard you, Mr. Bell," Watson said. "Wait," said Bell. "We must be sure there is no mistake. What did you hear, Watson? What were my exact words?" "You said, 'Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you. I heard it clearly through the receiver.'" "This will change the world," Bell said. He was right. Caption: This painting depicts what happened after Bell's first complete sentence was carried through the telephone.